Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Right now, get four Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances and save $50 on every $500 you spend on select LG appliances. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for more details or qualifying items. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, with the beautiful weather expected all this week, many of us get carried away and forget about home security. Picture the scene. You spark up a barbecue in the back garden, but you also leave the front door open for friends and family who are coming and going. And then when the party winds down, you realize your valuables are gone. So, joining me with tips on preventing burglaries during the heat wave is Bear Leach, Crime Prevention Officer at Limerick Garda Station. Bear, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, it's going to be very warm this next few days. People will be in the back garden and they'll be sunbathing. Do people actually get robbed while they're in the back garden sunbathing?
I'm afraid so, yes. There have been burglaries reported only actually last week here in Limerick, where I'm the crime prevention sergeant. A lady was in her back garden. She had all her windows closed, which is what we recommended, but she forgot to lock her front door and somebody actually came in and burgled her home. So, yes, it does happen.
So what are the general rules? First of all, when you're in occupation of your own house, what should you do?
The most important thing, I suppose, is don't give any criminal an opportunity to break into your home. So first of all, the greatest deterrent is sign of occupancy. So they're going to bypass your house if they believe that there's a lot of people or some people in your home. But the second thing is that, you know, windows and doors, it's basic and it's all year round. But during the summer, 1 in 6 houses that are entered through a window or door that was left insecure. So in general, all the time when I'm in my home, I keep my windows and doors locked. But during the summer, particularly, as you mentioned, when you're out in the back garden, and indeed what happened to that poor lady here in Limerick, you make sure that the front of your house is very, very secure. And if you have a gate or anything at the side of your house, keep them secure as well. But enjoy your summer. I mean, I suppose, Pat, I don't want anybody to be frightened by what I'm saying. This is all about crime prevention awareness, just being aware of what you need to do. And ultimately, you're kind of thinking like the criminal. So if the criminal sees a chance and there's no what we call capable guardian, you know, he's not being watched, the neighbours aren't looking, there's obviously no CCTV, you know, he's going to take his chance.
Yeah. I know one of your ideas, and I think it's a great one, is that imagine you've forgotten your key and you've locked yourself out. Mm-hmm. How would you get into your own house?
Exactly. I give a lot of talks here in Limerick to various groups. And I just say, look, you're going to have to start thinking like a criminal. So assess your house. If you have a dodgy landing window that you know you can get through to by climbing on, we say, your bins up on a flat roof and up to your window, that's exactly what the burglar is thinking about as well. You know, if you have a door that a good shoulder would put it in, you know, that's, burglar sees all these. So it's very important that you keep your house as safe as possible. But you start with the most basic things, windows and doors, good quality, and then, of course, that they're kept locked. But I love an alarm. I love a burglar alarm. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you put it on during the day while you're out the back, but certainly a burglar alarm. People often say to me, oh, the cost and this and that, and I say, yes, but one thing I want to tell them, and this is from my years of service in An Garda Síochána, if a criminal breaks into a house and an alarm is ringing, we understand that they stay 3, 4, 5 minutes because they believe that somebody somewhere on their mobile phone is going to get an alert or a nosy neighbour or somebody, and they could get caught. If, however, under those circumstances, they go straight to the main bedroom, search it high and low, and dash out the door. However, if you have no alarm in your house, they can take their sweet time. And then it could be you could be the reason why they ran out. So it's very important to have a burglar alarm.
Now, you say they make their way to the main bedroom. That's where people tend to keep their valuables, is it?
It is. I mean, for instance, I suppose jewellery boxes upset me in that it's like having a gift-wrapped present for the burglar. You know, I mean, we know they're looking for cash and gold and anything that they can offload easily. So, of course, if they see a jewellery box, they'll just pick up the whole thing and go. So I have a jewellery box, but what I have in it is stuff. You know, they're quite discerning, actually. They wouldn't necessarily take my non-gold, non-expensive jewellery. So any expensive jewellery, for instance, if I was going away on holidays, I hide it in a place that is, you know, think outside the box. So the example I give, which I'm not suggesting people use in case any burglars are listening, but I do like to give one example. A lady who leaves her engagement ring at home. You know, she's a nurse. And anything of value, she pins it with an old-fashioned nappy pin, Pat. I don't know if you remember those, onto the back of the curtain in her daughter's bedroom, because her daughter is five, and it's an explosion of pink. So if an alarm is ringing and a burglar runs into the house and he flies into that room, he sees it's a child's bedroom, he may look for a money box, God help us, and take what they have. But he go out and go into the main bedroom, at least then. I mean, the first of all, obviously, keep them out. But if they do get in, you know, be quicker than them, be wiser than them, and don't let them take your prized possessions.
Okay, that's a very good idea. And, you know, people can make up their own mind where they want to use that nappy pin to pin an engagement ring. Because also people will say, I'm going to the beach today. I do not want to bring my valuables with me. You know, maybe a wedding ring that's a bit loose, the engagement ring, they're going swimming and they know there's a possibility that the rings will end up somewhere, you know, 3 meters deep in water in sand and never to be seen again.
Yes, but also just when you think about that, if you know, if I was after renting a house in a location that I'm not familiar with, or if I was going to a caravan park or, you know, my own mobile home or camper van or tent or wherever you're going on holidays, be it here abroad, you know, an apartment with a high balcony, you don't know what's going on in the area. So you do have to be, I think, a little bit more aware. Now, what I recommend, of course, is that you don't bring anything of value with you unless you intend wearing it. So by that, I mean, bring what jewellery you're going to wear. Don't have cash, you know, use your cards. Anything you are leaving at home, then you layer up your security and you start from the outside of your home and how it looks. So if you can at all park a car or get neighbours to park a car, because it gives the impression that somebody is in there. Then you move on to the interior and you do the timed lighting, you know, where you put a light on a timer, but be sensible. You know, nobody reads a newspaper in the hallway, you know, so be sensible where you put your timed lighting. But a great little gadget actually is a thing called a television simulator. It's only €15, but it gives off the flashing light. It gives the impression that somebody's watching television, because we understand it's not safe to leave on a television, safe to leave on a radio. Assumed Pat Kenny, but it's not safe to leave on the television. Yeah. So it gives the impression somebody's in the home. And then you work it back, you know, the secure windows, doors, the alarm, and any neighbours all that you have that would be willing to walk around your house and just to make sure everything's okay.
And I presume that ne'er-do-wells, it's a kind of a statistical thing for them. If they've got 10 houses and there's cars outside, 9 of them, they'll go for the one where there's no car.
That's right. Break it down. If they've 10 houses, 4 have cars, others have alarms, others might have a dog, even a gravel driveway, you know, because it makes noise in the approach. Burglars don't like to see, we say, children's toys in a house, because especially at night time, they understand that the parent is more attuned to listening out for the child's cries. So they don't like breaking into those houses at night time, because they could be caught. The criminal does not want to be caught. So he doesn't want to be seen and he doesn't want to be heard. If you could think of that, plus, as you mentioned earlier, doing a little survey of your house, wherever it is, if your house is your tent, if you know what I mean, think like a criminal and just do your best so that they don't, you know, take advantage of a moment. And it is only a moment. They're very quick, Pat, and also they look like you and I. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, you've seen the movies, the Home Alone movies.
Yes.
The first one was probably the best. But anyway, they're great movies. What about putting things in the way of the burglar? So that even if you're not there, you're off in your holliers and the burglar comes in under cover of darkness, slips on the marbles that you've left at the top of the stairs and you come home to find a dead body.
Well, of course, right? And here we have now, you know, insurance and your liability and all of those things. But on a serious note, when I was young, I don't know, I suppose maybe it was the job I'm in, I always had a great sense of my own personal safety. And if I was abroad, I'm with groups of girls, you know what I mean? I would always put a chair in front of the door of the hotel, the apartment, whatever I was in. I'd always do a little survey of myself, because I suppose you have to protect yourself and then protect your property. You start with yourself, then you move to your personal items like your phone, your cash, your cards, and you move outwards then towards your car, you know, your house. You know, it's just a logical procession where you just go along and you literally survey your life and indeed your lifestyles. You know, I hate to say this, Pat, but it does take sometimes a catastrophic event for people to change habits. Mm. And so many people I've been sat in their homes, and they're heartbroken because jewellery belonging to their parents, their grandparents, something was taken. And, you know, they can get over the fact that something was taken, but they'll never get over the fact that somebody got into their home. So all I can advise people is to do your best and be aware. Don't be frightened, just be aware of personal safety and a survey of your home.
Now, a couple of final things. Is apartment living, by and large, safer than, you know, house living from a point of burglar proofing? Does it depend on whether you're on the ground floor versus the first or second floor?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a saying we say in crime prevention that if there's no security, if there's no access control, there is no security. So access control is good generally in apartment blocks, and exactly what you're saying. You know, you need a pass for your park your car to get up to the building. You need to get in one door, maybe get in another door, and on it goes. So that's all very good, but you still cannot be lax. And especially, as you say, if you're on the ground floor, just think of access. Just think like the criminal, as I said. Don't let your guards down. You know, always be aware. So while apartment, if you're on the third or fourth floor, it's unlikely you're going to have a cat man or woman climb up the side of the building. But nonetheless, it's no harm to add the added security, like I would suggest. At the patio door, I'd always keep something in front of it, a piece of furniture, so that if they did enter, they wouldn't be expecting that, and they'd at least make a noise and give you an opportunity to shout at them.
Yeah. Do the criminals ever kind of enter a house from the upper floors? I mean, the idea of a ladder being in the garden shed or something and they climb up, or is that just too dodgy? Because I did come across a friend years ago who had a daughter, one of many in the family, but found a man in a balaclava at the end of her bed, about 11 years old. Mm. And the man in the balaclava just indicated to her with his finger to shh, keep quiet, which she did because she was terrified.
Yes.
But that's, you know, a very daring criminal who does something like that.
Very daring, yes. And you know, if he left then, Pat, or what did he... You don't know. It's just that usually when we see a criminal or hear a criminal, all they want to do is get away, so they'd have gone out the way they came. But the point about the ladder, you're correct. I mean, even a tidy, organised garden and surrounding suggests a methodical mind, you know, that you're going to check things, you know, that it's neat and tidy, you're kind of neat and tidy in your habits. I never go to bed without checking the four doors into my house. I just can't. Every night, even though I know nobody's out the patio door, I won't go to bed until I put my hand in it. So leaving anything around that would be an aid, like what we said a minute ago, like even getting on a bin to get on a roof. You know, chain your bins together and put them out of sight. You know, make if they have to cause noise and you have neighbours, they might think twice about, you know, going in that way. But I have seen ladders left at the side of houses, and that's a big no-no. So they should always be, you know, locked away out of sight in a garage or a shed. Don't give them anything that will help them, you know, to break into your home.
Yeah. I just listening to you, Bear, I figure if I was a criminal, you're the last person I'd want to bump into on the upstairs landing.
Well, you know, never underestimate calling them out. I mean, like in my day, I would have felt a lot more, and this is important, a lot stronger and more able. But, you know, as you get older, I've 32 years in the job, you do feel a little bit more vulnerable. I do now. I'm glad I'm not out walking the beat. But I did my time. If I met somebody, I would use my voice, and by God, and can I scream? I would scream the place down. And then, this is very important, if I was alone in the house, I'd start screaming every man's name, suggesting that I was not alone in the house. I've said to my daughter, who's a teenager, if you hear a noise outside, ring our nearest neighbour, but run around the house turning on every light upstairs. Don't go downstairs. It gives the suggestion that there's loads of people in the house. There was a lady years ago, Pat, and she got such a fright when she saw a burglar. She started screaming, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and she was calling out the apostles. Whereas she actually had two sons and a husband in the house, but she couldn't think of their names. But it worked. The minute the burglar thought there was somebody about to, you know, come at him, they don't want to get caught. That's very important. And they took off.
Well, great advice, Bear. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Sergeant Bear Leach, who is Crime Prevention Officer at Limerick Garda Station, thanks a million for joining us, and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.